We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Thanksgiving to my next guest, Norm Mitry, the president and the chief executive officer of the Heritage Valley Health System. So great to have you on the program. Norm, how are you?
I'm doing fine there, Rick. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
I want to know, what are you cooking for Thursday?
Well, you know, we're in that.
Not we. What's Norm cooking for Thursday?
Norm's hanging Christmas lights.
Oh, there we go. Are you doing that when it's like 55 degrees outside, right?
I'm such a planner. I knew it was going to be 55 on Thanksgiving.
How did you know? I mean, think about the people who this past weekend were out there and it was 20 degrees and they were thinking, I should have done this back in October. And now here you go. You've got a 55 degree day on Thursday and you're going to be just as warm and toasty as can be.
And that's thanks to KDKA weather.
There you go.
I'm going to say, I listen to all those folks.
I am so glad you are paying attention. What is your favorite part of Thanksgiving before we get into discussions on medicine and things like that? What's your favorite part?
It's really sitting around the table after you're done eating with all your family and really just having a nice time together.
How many people will you have this year? Do you know? Have you got a count?
12. 12.
Is that right? That's a good number.
Well,
I mean, that you can actually have meaningful.
Three grandkids running around.
Yeah, but you can have meaningful conversations. Sometimes when it gets to be 30 or 40 or whatever, it's great to have everybody together, but you just don't feel like you can have the same connection with people. 12 is a great, great number. Are you doing it at your place or are you traveling somewhere?
It's at our place, and, you know, I'm just going to urge your listeners not to travel south. That's where the high flu cases are going south, and if they stay here in good old southwestern Pennsylvania, they'll be safer.
That's good stuff. All right, Norm, so let's jump into the discussion having to do with what's going on with the medical side of things within your particular hospitals and within your convenient care sites and things like that. Still seeing significantly high numbers of people dealing with flu and flu-like symptoms, even though we're not in that area that really seems to be getting pounded?
Yeah, it's extremely busy. I mean, clearly, the emergency rooms are just overwhelmed and packed pretty much all hours of the day. I often tell people, if you need to go to the emergency room, try to do it after midnight. Because it's so packed during the day and the waiting rooms are packed. The convenient cares are just solid activity. You know, they're open 12 hours a day and it's solid from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And of course, I mean, a couple weeks ago we talked about a tridemic, and between, you know, still having, you know, the same level of COVID-19 patients, it can be anywhere, you know, between 10 and 15, 16 people in the hospital at one point in time. Some RSV, even for us non-children community health hospitals. And then, of course, the flu. And, you know, it is everywhere. And, you know, I want people to remember what we learned when COVID first started. And while we're not wearing a mask anymore, and we're all fine with that, I want you to remember to wash your hands. I want you to remember to sneeze into your elbow. Those things that we were so focused on when COVID started. That helps us. It'll help you stay away from contracting the flu also.
As we move into another winter, and, you know, we have seen the holiday spikes sometimes with COVID and things like that, the October numbers were marginally higher than what your November numbers are. I mean, it's pretty almost statistically not that much of a difference at all. Are you still tracking, and does the CDC still look at the ages and the demographics and things like that of people who are being infected with COVID? Or is that something that they figure everybody is going to be hit by it at some point or other? We really don't. We're not that concerned about it anymore.
It is still being tracked. It's not being tracked at as an aggressive level as it was early on. It is still being tracked. We track the ages. Of course, we track all. We track the ages. We track whether they're vaccinated or not. We think that's incredibly important to know in the footprint that we're responsible for, who we're seeing. So clearly we do track it. The CDC still does publish information, not as regularly. And as you know, Rick, from what you do every day, it's not a real high news item when it comes to COVID anymore. RSV is, and of course the flu is, but as people said all along, Rick, we would learn to live with COVID-19 and all the variants that sort of come along with it. And I think we have as a nation, and I think we continue will. But I do think it's important for us to remember, you know, people did not get the flu over the past couple of years because of wearing a mask. So it's really important to stay, you know, very sensitive to washing your hands and those things that'll help you prevent you from getting the flu.
As we look at those areas from Colorado down through New Mexico and Texas, across Louisiana, and Arkansas and Georgia, Florida, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, those are areas where flu level, influenza levels are extremely high. Any advice for folks if they've got families coming in from those states, those regions, in terms of what they can or should do about the potential of flu in their house and at their Thanksgiving table?
No, I think, you know, clearly this is Thanksgiving, and I think it's incredibly important. And no matter what we would say, people are going to have a joyous holiday, and they should.
Yeah.
I think still sanitizing things is incredibly important, making sure that people don't use the same towel in the bathroom. You know, if you go to someone's house, sometimes they have a towel hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
They need to put paper towels in the bathroom and wipe your hands with a paper towel and throw it away. And anything that would prevent the spread of infections or germs would be really, really important.
Norm, any last-minute thoughts as we head into the holidays in terms of things that people can or should think about as we're going through a time when we're going to see more people and perhaps be closer together? And I still think that there's a longing for, I mean, just you look at the numbers that AAA is putting out in terms of how many people are traveling for Thanksgiving, and I anticipate more will be the same for Hanukkah and Christmas as we get into December. Any last-minute thoughts in terms of how to do it, but at the same time do it with confidence and safety considerations?
I think we have to do it with confidence in and safety. I really do, Rick. I think it's really hard. I think everyone's tired of hearing about all this. And, you know, this will sound pretty simple. You know, if you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. And just stay away from others. If you're ill, don't spread it. I think that's the key. If you're feeling ill, you have the flu, once again, please get a flu vaccine. If you haven't been vaccinated for COVID, please do it. And if you have a child who you think has symptoms of RSV, please talk to your pediatrician, local ER, or get to Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. It's incredibly important to balance, if you will, all the prevention and all the precautions you need to do.
If I was going to let you have just one item that you can have seconds of on Thursday, what's that one item going to be?
Oh, it's going to be pumpkin pie.
Okay, so you have two pieces of pumpkin pie. The rest you're just going to load up the first time around, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, Norm, blessed holiday to you and your staff and all the folks who keep us healthy each and every day through the Heritage Valley Health System. We sure appreciate you being here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and thanks for the opportunity. It's great being on your show. Thank you.
You betcha. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Norm Mitry joining us here on KDK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.